Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. I hope you're at peace making your way through this important season of the church year, this season of Lent, when we press deeply into the Lord, we allow ourselves to be, our lives to be examined before the gaze of the Lord, before the scripture, the truth of God's word to us, our loving Father, who desires us to be ever more conformed to the image of his beloved Son. And without purification, without repentance, and serious turning toward the Lord that this season always encourages us to do, and cooperating with the grace of the Holy Spirit, who is the one who leads us in this process of transformation. Without the Holy Spirit, we couldn't go anywhere. Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. And being, he said, therefore, abide in me. And it's the Holy Spirit that allows us to rest in Christ, to see Jesus, to hear his voice, to be able to live in a relationship with him. I was just thinking of the beautiful way in which the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work together, that the work of salvation, the work of recreation of every human heart, the coming to life in God, it's the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And there's a beautiful passage in Acts chapter 10 describing Jesus, said, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. God our Father, Jesus, Mary's Son, second person of the Trinity, and the Holy Spirit. And it happened in power, in the power of the Holy Spirit. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. God anoints. Jesus is the anointed, and the Holy Spirit is his anointing. And guess what? Jesus set the paradigm. That's the beginning of the new creation that happens in Jesus. When heaven and earth united in human flesh, in the person of Jesus, God with us, he's the first. Then that new man, that new Adam, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, lives out and walks out the Father's purpose and plan. And Jesus shows us what that looks like. What it looks like is him feeding on the Word of God. What it looks like is him telling his friends, the Father's commandments to do his will is literally my very food. This is what I feed on day and night. This is what gives me life. This is the way to life. And so Jesus is being led by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, when he's baptized in the Jordan, you have the Father's voice is heard, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the presence of a dove. And it says the Holy Spirit led him. That's when there's no time, just to clarify, there's no time in the life of Jesus where he wasn't perfectly united to the Father and the Holy Spirit. But as Father Cantalamessa, or Cardinal Cantalamessa, the preacher of the papal household, put it, in the Jordan, when Jesus was baptized, the anointing, the commissioning to get on now for the next 3 years of the mission was unfolding in his life. It was the time. And the Holy Spirit and Jesus would now be acting and moving in a particular way as he came out of the waters of the Jordan. And we see we're meant to be baptized. And when we're baptized, those who baptize into Jesus, it's the Father who says, this is my beloved child. And it's the Holy Spirit who comes. And so in your life and my life, it's the same thing. It's God who anoints. God the Father anoints. Jesus is his anointing. We're living now in Jesus, and we share the anointing that belongs to Jesus Christ. And our anointing is the Holy Spirit. That is so precious. Lent is a great time for us to just try our best to cooperate with the Holy Spirit to silence the noise, the internal noise in us, in our head and in our heart, to find space of quiet, of solitude, to be able to contemplate just a simple truth like this one, like the one I was just articulating. What has Jesus done for you? Look what the Father and the Holy Spirit did in Jesus. That's what he wants to do in you. Just as Jesus was moving and his food was to do the will of the Father, this is where the Holy Spirit wants to take you and me. So that it's not just an obligation, a requirement for us, and we better do it so we don't get in trouble to do the commandments, and God's kind of distant and far away, and he's waiting to see what we're going to do. No, he's your Father. He loves you. He's giving you a share in that love and absolute commitment that he shares with his beloved son. And he shows us what a human being is meant to be in Christ. And so he's given you the Spirit, and the Spirit is in you now. And the Spirit is leading you through this Lent one day at a time. And he wants you to appreciate and understand the anointing you've been given. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. Guess what? So are you if you're baptized into Christ. The Spirit of God is the power of God at work in us. Jesus said, preparing the apostles for the day of Pentecost, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Then you'll be my witnesses. You can't do, he's telling them, despite the fact that they were trained by him for 3 years, they cannot do what he's calling them to do until they're born of the power of the fire of the Spirit on that day of Pentecost. And then their lives were radically changed, and they could move and walk in the footsteps of Jesus. So Jesus said, you know, we talked yesterday about being a disciple. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. We won't be able to follow Jesus on our own will. We follow him by living in the Spirit and walking by the Spirit, being empowered by the Holy Spirit. And it's very simple. Very, very simple. People can do this and become great in the kingdom of God if it's what we want, if it's what we seek. Lent is one of those moments of examination to be honest with ourselves. What is it that I seek? What is it that I want? Am I knocking? Am I seeking? Am I thirsting? Am I putting God and growing in God and communing with the Lord in the Holy Spirit? Is that at the center of my life? And am I feeding on the words that he's giving to me as I hear his word in Scripture, as I hear his word in the teaching of the church, as he prompts me and speaks to me quietly in my heart? Am I taking that to heart and walking out what he's calling me to do? Am I cooperating with his leadership? You can do all that because there's a power at work in you. And that power at work in you is the Holy Spirit. Always remember, the Christian life is not a self-improvement project. He's not like working for Avis and saying, just go try harder now. We try harder at Avis. We try harder in the kingdom. No, we surrender to the living God. We apply our will, our mind, our heart, but we know we're not alone in it. And the one who's moving us is giving us what we need. And the one who's moving us is the Holy Spirit given to us by the Lord himself. We're temples of the living God. So Lent is a time to just lay hold of that, the depth of the understanding of what Christ has done in us. And it's always a good time to battle against sin, to remember with an eternal perspective, what is it? What's this world that I inhabit? What am I up against? I live in a battlefield. That's a fact. The devil wants it to feel like, at times, if he can get the most people moving in the right direction, the direction he wants them to move in, to make it cushy, massively distracting, comfortable. He wants us to not think about the deeper realities of what's required of us to grow in holiness and to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, the Son of Man who had no place to lay his head. There's some wonderful little paragraphs in the Catechism that are worth meditating on in this season, you know, the man's battle against sin. I find it helpful. So paragraph 397, for example, man, tempted by the devil, let his trust in his Creator die in his heart, and abusing his freedom, disobeyed God's commands. He was tempted by the devil, the seducer. That devil's still alive today. He's still prowling around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. It still requires of us being alert, being sober, being clear-headed. There's a lot of what we're seeing in the world today the devil's got his hands on. It's always going to be a mixture in this world, friends, of weeds and wheat. And there's a lot of the deception, the anger, the hatred, the division in our politics, in our public culture, in it's never ending. And it said, man let his trust in his creator die in his heart. Good question to ask ourselves in Lent. Examine us. Do I trust God? To ask the Lord, Holy Spirit, help me. Am I holding back? Am I afraid to entrust my life to you? Because if I do, is it going to not end well? I mean, what is it? And this is a critical thing that will only be dealt with over time if we're serious about wanting to give our heart to Christ, to love the Father the way he commands us to. We have to get over this fallen thing in us. Something really did die in the human heart. And the Holy Spirit, as Jesus said, you know, the prophet told us, God's coming to give us a new heart, to awaken something different, to the heart of Jesus Christ, given to us in the power of the Spirit, that trusted God even to the end, even through the humiliating, horrific death on the cross. Jesus trusted, because God is trustworthy. And we're called to express that entrusting love to God, which is done through surrender, the free exercise of our heart, mind, and will toward God, obedient to God in his call, in his commands. Paragraph 398 goes on and says, in that sin, man preferred himself to God. That's why Jesus told the apostles, those who wanted to follow him, anybody who heard him who wanted to follow him, he said the same thing, you must deny yourself. That is, you must deny this very impulse to prefer myself to God and to others. That has to die. This is Jesus's hard sayings, like, he who seeks to save his life, that is to keep me as the preferred person here in the relationship, is going to lose their life completely. Forever. But the one who loses his life for my sake, Jesus said, in this world, will find it. To lose the life, that this preferred status that I have of putting myself first, that literally has to be crucified. Really good thing to ask here in the season of Lent. Where am I at with that? Who is it that I really serve each day? And maybe someone close to you, like your wife, your husband, a really close friend, can help you be honest with yourself. But in that sin, man preferred himself to God, and by that very act, scorned him. It's really amazing. It causes men, as the Catechism says, to often refuse to acknowledge God as his source. Man has also upset the relationship, which should link him to his last end. And at the same time, he's broken the right order that should reign within himself, as well as between himself and other men and all creatures. The order is broken in us. And Jesus comes to heal that. Lent is a perfect time to say, Lord, you're the physician. Diagnose the degree in me of what needs to be changed and healed. I want what you want for me, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Friends, let's pray for each other in great faith that the Lord will hear that cry. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.